So the first thing that I'd like to read tonight is a poem that was originally ascribed to Thich Nhat Hanh. Probably many, if not most of you, have read it. I have since learned that it was not written by Thich Nhat Hanh, but by a couple who publish a magazine. I don't remember the name, but it's something like Health and Spirituality, something like that. I find that when it's read out loud, and I'll read it very slowly and pause, it is very, very powerful. And one of the things that I really like about it is it counters this sense of we-they that seems so prevalent now in our society, and really recognizes that within each one of us there are all these forces. You know, we all have forces of so-called good and evil. We can all be all kinds of things. And this just says that so poignantly. So I invite you, if it's comfortable, close your eyes and listen however you listen most astutely. I am a World Trade Center tower, standing tall in the clear blue sky, feeling a violent blow in my side. And I am a towering inferno of pain and suffering, imploding upon myself and collapsing to the ground. May I rest in peace. I am a terrified passenger on a hijacked airplane, not knowing where we are going, or that I am riding on fuel tanks that will be instruments of death. And I am a worker arriving at my office, not knowing that in just a moment my future will be obliterated. May I rest in peace. I am a pigeon in the plaza between the two towers, eating crumbs from someone's breakfast, when fire rains down on me from the skies. And I am a bed of flowers, admired daily by thousands of tourists, now buried under 5 stories of rubble. May I rest in peace. I am a firefighter, sent into dark corridors of smoke and debris on a mission of mercy, only to have it collapse around me. And I am a rescue worker, risking my life to save lives, who is very aware that I may not make it out alive. May I rest in peace. I am a survivor who has fled down the stairs and out of the building to safety, who knows that nothing will ever be the same in my soul again. And I am a doctor in a hospital, treating patients burned from head to toe, who knows that these horrible images will remain in my mind forever. May I know peace. I am a tourist in Times Square, looking up at the giant TV screens, thinking I'm seeing a disaster movie as I watch the Twin Towers crash to the ground. And I am a New York woman, sending emails to friends and family, letting them know that I am safe. May I know peace. I am a piece of paper that was on someone's desk this morning, and now I'm debris scattered by the wind across Lower Manhattan. And I am a stone in the graveyard at Trinity Church, covered with soot from the buildings that once stood proudly above me, death meeting death. May I rest in peace. I am a dog sniffing in the rubble for signs of life, doing my best to be of service. And I am a blood donor, waiting in line to make a simple but very needed contribution for the victims. May I know peace. I am a resident in an apartment in downtown New York who has been forced to evacuate my home. And I am a resident in an apartment uptown who has walked 100 blocks home in the stream of other refugees. May I know peace. I am a family member who has just learned that someone I love has died. And I am a rabbi who must comfort someone who has suffered a heartbreaking loss. May I know peace. I am a loyal American who feels violated and vows to stand behind any military action it takes to wipe terrorists off the face of the earth. And I am a loyal American who feels violated and worries that people who look and sound like me are all going to be blamed for this tragedy. And I have added, and I am an American who does not want military action, revenge, vengeance, or retaliation. May I know peace. I am a frightened city dweller who wonders whether I'll ever feel safe in a skyscraper again. And I am a pilot who wonders whether there will ever be a way to make the skies truly safe. May I know peace. I am the owner of a small store with 5 employees that has been put out of business by this tragedy. And I am an executive in a multinational corporation who is concerned about the cost of doing business in a terrorized world. May I know peace. I am a visitor to New York City who purchases postcards of the World Trade Center Twin Towers that are no more. And I am a television reporter trying to put into words the terrible things I have seen. may I know peace. I am a general talking into the microphones about how we must stop the terrorist cowards who have perpetrated this heinous crime. And I am an intelligence officer trying to discern how such a thing could have happened on American soil. And I am a city official trying to find ways to alleviate the suffering of my people. May I know peace. I am a terrorist whose hatred for America knows no limit, and I am willing to die to prove it. And I am a terrorist sympathizer standing with all the enemies of American capitalism and imperialism. And I am a master strategist for a terrorist group who planned this abomination. My heart is not yet capable of openness, tolerance, and loving. May I know peace. I am a citizen of the world, glued to my television set, fighting back my rage and despair at these horrible events. And I am a person of faith, struggling to forgive the unforgivable, praying for the consolation of those who have lost loved ones, calling upon the merciful beneficence of God, Yahweh, Allah, Spirit, Higher Power. May I know peace. I am a child of God who believes that we are all children of God and we are all part of each other. May we all know peace. We'll sit again now for 30 minutes. This time I have several things that I want to do. First, just a little saying. In this world, where not even a drop of dew on a leaf of grass remains, what word or saying should I leave? Was a quote from Asan, an enlightened woman from the Zen tradition. And this is a poem by our dear friend Marcia called Turning Leaf, A Perspective. September 11th. And yet, the heart still gladdens. Again, leaves turn with fanciful colors. One morning glory blossoms, unfolds with delicate perfection. First rain brings gifts of new life with perfect trust. Exuberant green moss in cracks in the sidewalk. Overnight, new green appearing in brown earth. Doves and finches and sparrows feed together with joyful chirpings. Endearing chickadees splash in bird bath, taking turns. Candlelight of the soul, be mindful of the gifts of a loving universe, still gladdening the heart. And this one from Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great herons feed. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought or greed. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day blind stars, waiting with their light. For a time I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Recently, I have learned about an amazing young man, young boy, Matty Stepanek, who is 11 years old. I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He was on Oprah about 6 weeks ago, and a friend of mine taped it and has lent me the tape. Quite an amazing young boy. He has a very rare form of muscular dystrophy. He's in a wheelchair with a respirator. His mother also has the disease, and he had three siblings who have died. They died at 6 months, 2 years, and 4 years, I believe. His mother had all four children before she knew that she had this disease and was passing it on. Matty calls himself a peacemaker. He says he wants to be a peacemaker. And he's just incredible. He has wisdom, of course, way beyond his years. And speaks of such which incredible love, caring, and wisdom. So I wanted to read two or three of his poems. And you got the heat up? Got the heat up?
I don't know, I'm not reading the social poem.
It'll come in here.
Is this for me?
No. Thank you, Fisher. This first one, Matty wrote on September 12th. It's titled, For Our World. And it sounds very Buddhist, although I don't think he knows anything about Buddhism. We need to stop. Just stop. Stop for a moment before anybody says or does anything that may hurt anyone else. We need to be silent, just silent. Silent for a moment before we forever lose the blessings of songs that grow in our hearts. We need to notice, just notice. Notice for a moment before a future slips away into ashes and dust of humility. Stop. Be silent. and noticed. In so many ways, we are the same. Our differences are unique treasures. We are a mosaic of gifts to nurture, to offer, to accept. We need to be, just be. Be for a moment, kind and gentle, innocent and trusting, like children and lambs, never judging or vengeful, like the judging and vengeful. And now let us pray, differently yet together, before there is no earth, no life, no chance for peace. Can you imagine, age 11? This one is titled Peace of Patience, and it was written in November 99, so he was then 9. I cannot wait to become a peacemaker. I cannot wait to help the world overcome anger and problems of evil. I cannot wait for the world to be peaceful and for everyone to live in harmony. I cannot wait to grow and be and overcome, but I will wait with patience and hope and peace. And this one is titled Believing for the Journey, written in May of 2000. Every day, everyone in the world should do at least one thing nice for others. Doing so can help each person believe in himself or herself more fully and give confidence that may inspire each person to do more and more new and good things for the self, for others, and for the world. Those positive attitudes and actions can be the first of many steps towards the journey for world peace. And world peace, harmony, and confidence are essential for our future. And then this last one was written in 1996, 5 years ago, so he was 6 at the time. And it's titled Heart Song. And the first book of his poems that was published was, I believe, titled Heart Songs. And this one, the second one, is Journey Through Heart Songs. I have a song deep in my heart, and only I can hear it. If I close my eyes and sit very still, it is so easy to listen to my song. When my eyes are open, and I am so busy and moving and busy, if I take time and listen very hard, I can still hear my heart song. It makes me feel happy, happier than ever, happier than everywhere and everything and everyone in the whole wide world. Happy like thinking about going to heaven when I die. My heart song sounds like this. I love you, I love you. How happy you can be. How happy you can make this whole world be. And And sometimes it's other tunes and words, too. But it always sings the same special feeling to me. It makes me think of Jamie and Katie and Stevie, his three siblings that have died, and other wonderful things. This is my special song. But do you know what? All people have a special song inside their hearts. Everyone in the whole wide world has a special heart song. If you believe in magical, musical hearts, and if you believe you can be happy, then you too will hear your song. Isn't that incredible for a six-year-old boy?
27.
Thank you.
just shortly? Chanting?
Yeah.
We'll do the Namo Tassa first. Namo. Tassa. Tassa. Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Arato.
Arato.
Sama.
Sama.
Sammudassa.
Sammudassa.
Namo.
Namo.
Tassa.
Tassa.
Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Thus ends our first sitting in our new abode.
A lovely abode. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.